President Trump is holding firm in his showdown with Congress as he threatens to block passage of the pandemic relief bill. And the symbolism on this day before Christmas is not lost on members of Congress who negotiated for months over that bill. Here's Michigan's Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Dingell speaking on the House floor earlier today.
It is not a silent night. All is not calm. For too many, nothing is bright. And for too many, they are not sleeping peacefully.
House Democrats failed today to pass a measure that would increase relief payments to $2,000. Republicans objected, even though Trump called on lawmakers to do it and raise the $600 payments he criticized as ridiculously low. If Trump doesn't sign the bill, millions of Americans will lose their unemployment benefits after Christmas, and the federal government will be forced to shut down next week. Let's bring in NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales. Claudia, start with those relief payments. Trump asked lawmakers to raise them after the bill was already passed. Democrats have fought with Republicans for months over this issue of higher direct payments. Your thoughts on what happens now?
So House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said in a statement afterwards that the GOP cruelly blocked these payments and Trump should call on Republicans to stop their, quote, obstruction. Now she says she's going to try again on Monday to call for a roll call vote on the plan. This would put lawmakers on the record on how they feel about these $2,000 in direct payments. She also said she hopes by then the president will sign the spending package, because if not, Congress will need to pass a new stopgap measure to avoid a government shutdown Monday night. The frustration is palpable on Capitol Hill on both sides of the aisle, as we heard Debbie Dingell at the top there with her frustration. And she said that, quote, President Trump doesn't give a damn. And she literally begged him to sign the bill because people are hurting.
Well, as you said, he's got that stopgap measure to keep it open, but he's blasting that spending bill as wasteful. What's the issue?
Well, it appears to be a misunderstanding of what all this legislation does. At least that's what Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt told reporters at the Capitol today. And what he and others are referring to is this massive package included two different pieces of legislation, one focused on coronavirus relief aid, and the other is what's referred to as an omnibus spending bill. It funds the government for an entire year, for its full fiscal year, which actually began in October. But Trump was pointing to some of these measures in the government funding portions of this package and trying to connect that to the economic stimulus bill. So it's all very confusing and for many doesn't make sense, especially since the White House on Monday urged Republicans to approve this plan the same day of the vote and the passage of this bill.
Now, how likely is a shutdown?
So right now, a shutdown is something that Congress does not want to see, especially over the holidays. So the expectation and what they're telling us is they will rush back to D.C. to make sure that they approve some sort of short-term funding bill. They're already due back in town next week in time for this deadline if Trump indeed does not sign this bill by the end of the weekend, and they could approve this measure. So right now, it looks pretty unlikely when we look at Congress. Mm-hmm.
Claudia, elsewhere in the program, we're going to take up the president's many pardons last night of allies and an in-law. But also yesterday, he vetoed the $740 billion defense bill, as expected, over that provision that gives legal protection to social media companies. He wanted that out. Congressional leaders say they plan to override that veto. You know, just what's your sense of, in about the minute we have left, of whether Republicans really are going to cross him on all of these demands?
Yes, this is pretty remarkable. Trump has vetoed bills before, but they've never seen one of these vetoes overridden by Congress. They need two-thirds of their members to vote for an override, and it looks like it may happen in this case. He threatened multiple times to veto this bill, so they already planned for it. And so Monday and Tuesday, we're going to see the House and the Senate come back. They've already seen these supermajorities support this bill when they passed the final version earlier this month, and they expect to do that again, which would mark the very first time that Congress will override one of these vetoes during Trump's administration.
Well, and we have to say it clearly, the first time many Republicans have crossed him on anything. So this will be interesting to watch.
In this way, yes.
NPR Congressional Reporter Claudia Grisales, thank you.
Thanks so much.